Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. Leaving pets in hot cars or outside with no shade could lead to heatstroke or death for our furry friends. It's particularly important to remember this time of year as max temperatures in Bundy and the Fraser Coast tip over 30 degrees. This year alone, the RSPCA has seen spikes in reports and we're being urged to be responsible for the safety of our pets. Spokesperson Emma Lagoon says if you see another pet in a compromising situation, help is always just a call away.
If you do see an animal in distress, you can call the RSPCA's 24/7 hotline 1300 Animal.
The Queensland Government plans to strengthen laws to better protect victim survivors of domestic, family and sexual violence. It'll adopt an affirmative consent model and criminalise stealthing as part of major changes to sexual violence laws. Small Steps for Hannah Foundation co-founder Lloyd Clark says outdated laws need to be changed to make room for coercive control legislation.
I think we need to get it right, and I'm pretty certain that's what the Palaszczuk government is doing now. They're putting all these steps in place first to make these laws stronger and airtight.
The prohibition on naming an accused rapist before their matter is heard at a committal is also set to be removed. A reminder, help is always available by calling 1-800-RESPECT. Finally, Fraser Coast residents and visitors will still have access to e-scooters next year. As our reporter Courtney Thomas explains, Council is going to provide Beam Mobility with a 12-month commercial permit.
In July last year, Council approved an application from share ride company Bird for a trial of commercial e-scooter service in the Bay. Council recently called for interested parties to submit expressions of interest for an e-scooter hire permit on the Fraser Coast, with a tender evaluation panel recommending Beam Mobility. The permit will be valid for 12 months with the potential for 2 one-year extensions upon review.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.